Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Good morning, Malik.
Good morning. Good morning.
Appreciate you being with us. I know it's early. I know you got a busy week. Let's dive right into it. I don't know much about social media, Malik, but I had a lot of my buddies texting me on Saturday night at the game. We were, of course, there. And on your Instagram account, it said that you'd wiped off all the Arkansas references. So there's a lot of people upset, wondering if you were going to leave. And then you came back on your Twitter and said, "I'm not going anywhere." So was the Instagram, was that a mistake, or did somebody read that wrong, or what?
No, that wasn't a mistake. I did delete all the Arkansas stuff off. But no, I just did that, you know. Yeah, I needed something new. I need to post some new stuff, really. But like I said, I never said I was leaving. False information. I never told my coach that. My coach never told the press that. You know, so it's just things being said.
So it was just a moment of frustration, and then also you come back with your Twitter and say, "Hey, I'm staying here, and I'm content with the way things are right now." That's just the way it was.
Yes, sir. For sure.
Okay. So obviously, you know, you've got the situation with KJ. I didn't know if that was part of it too. The coach is coming to you and saying, "Hey, listen, Malik, you've got to be ready," because obviously Cade Fortin got the reps at quarterback the other day. How is that being handled? Are you comfortable being third team quarterback and your role as receiver for this game? Are you preparing to get snaps at quarterback as well?
I'm doing a little bit of both.
Okay.
But right now, I'm really practicing for a quarterback right now. Not really much.
So how's the prep? Obviously, you don't know if KJ is gonna be. Obviously, I don't think he practiced at all yesterday. He was there, but how does the preparation for the game, Malik, for Mississippi State? How does that change? I guess you guys are just sharing reps, and you just won't know until Wednesday or Thursday if KJ is gonna play.
Right. So, I mean, like, we're treating reps right now as we both as gonna be the starter. But we really don't know. We ain't gonna know until, you know, in a couple of days. So it's like we both playing right now as starters, so at practice. So it's just really a competition going on.
We're visiting Malik Horn.
As far as KJ, I really don't know. I can't even say too much. I don't know what's gonna happen in that area. I guess I gotta wait to see, like everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you can do, especially back when I played, Malik, we didn't have any concussion protocol or anything like that, and we pretty much knew who was going to play. Nowadays, you
we didn't call it that. We called it getting your bell rung. And
so, you got to be prepared, obviously, you know, like, I'm not going to play. I think that's the best way. What do we know about Mississippi State defensively? What have you seen on film so far after a couple of days?
We just started watching, but so far, you know, they really have much of a drop. They have dropped 18. You know, they try to keep everything in front of them. They swarm to the ball very well. They're a good defensive team. They capitalize off of mistakes. You know, we just can't put ourselves in a bind. Can't get behind the chains. We really just can't have mental mistakes, and we can't beat ourselves.
That's obviously true. The other thing is the running game. I think, you know, when you have a high-powered offense, a passing offense like Mississippi State, the other is being able to run the ball, which you guys obviously have confidence in doing. I would imagine that would be an important part. And here's the other thing, too, I guess, Malik. Do you think Coach Pittman and the staff view you as the strongest running quarterback, and maybe they give Cade a little bit more edge in passing, or do you think it's equal, or do you think they'll give you the chance as a running quarterback, and that's something obviously that you do well?
If I'm being honest, I honestly think they give us everyone like the same opportunity. It's just probably the game situation.
Sure.
That make the play call and what it is.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, here's the deal. You know, it's the way it is. As you know, Malik, you got to, when the guy in front of you goes down, next man up, and that's what you got to do. You guys got to bounce back. What's the mentality of the team after the game Saturday? Obviously, a real slow start. You get blown out early in the first half. You come back and cut it to within five in the fourth quarter, and then just obviously just lose it out there. Bama blows it out there in the fourth quarter. What's the mindset of the team coming off the game?
You know, we just really just got to come together, really. Our mindset, you know, we all had a talk. We got the captain talk to us after the game or whatever, you know. It's always a bad feeling when you lose or whatever. And, like, knowing that we could have prevented that more than what we did, it really hurt. So, I mean, we flushing all that. Like I said about last week, you know, even if it's a win or a loss, or whatever, on Monday or whatever, I mean, yeah, we talk about it, you know, tomorrow said is to not get beat. So, I mean, right. that's what we're going into this week right now. Especially the Alabama game, you know, we got 13 days into that weekend, you know, we really just focusing right now. I mean, we ain't really worried about next week game, but, I mean, it's just like we are just on the ground right now to bounce back, you know, the two losses that really can't define the team that we is right now. So.
Well, you guys obviously have two ranked teams ahead of you that you can bounce right back into the national picture with two wins over ranked teams. So, well, listen, we wish you the best of luck. We appreciate you jumping on with us. Obviously, you know, your name was a hot topic after Saturday night with the social media. And then, you know, Cade Fortin getting the snaps at quarterback. So, you know, we're just trying to figure out what's happening, and we want you to go out and have a great game Saturday in whatever role it is. And hopefully we'll be talking about a win next week.